When I would take the occasional weekend to come back home from college, I could always count on my mom to stock the pantry and refrigerator with my favorite snacks and foods and soda. Well, a generation later, my wife and I found ourselves doing the same thing, making sure our kids felt welcomed and loved and nurtured when they came home from school, even if that meant pizza all weekend. But as parents, we know how to give good gifts to our earthly children. But how much more will our Heavenly Father give to us, His heavenly children? And what good gifts do you desire of God? Well, I pray this meditation from Luke chapter 11 will help you become more aware of the good gifts of God. And not only aware, but accept what He offers. Setting aside shame and pride to receive God's good gifts from heaven. So to begin your time of meditation, find yourself conceding to this holy time and place. Allow your breathing to settle and your eyes to close without effort. And start to become mindful of the loving gifts of the Holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Continue on now in this time of mindfulness by listening and replying to this passage from Matthew chapter 7. And as I lead us, respond, Heavenly Father, thank you for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. Enter through the narrow gate. And Heavenly Father, thank you for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. For wide is the gate, and broad and easy to travel is the path that leads to destruction and eternal loss. And there are many who enter through it. But Heavenly Father, thank you for your gifts to me of the Holy Spirit. But small is the gate, and narrow and difficult to travel is the path that leads the way to everlasting life. And there are few who find it. So Heavenly Father, thank you for the gifts of your Holy Spirit. It is one thing to be offered a gift. It's another to receive the gift. Spend a few moments now being mindful of divine gifts offered and gifts received. Take a moment to note how you respond when receiving a gift that's been customized for you. Something unique and personal. One only you would understand or appreciate. What is your response? And have you ever offered a gift to someone to only then have it rejected or accepted without thanks? Well, what is your response to that? Gift giving and receiving can be complicating. So often we are left without knowing how to respond. Well, have you ever gotten it wrong? Now turn your focus away from past mistakes to present grace. center on the courage to receive. Center on the thankfulness of receiving. Receiving a divine gift from the Holy Spirit. A gift customized, unique, and personal just for you. And whisper, Heavenly Father, thank you for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Rest now in the presence of the Holy Spirit as your centering prayer. Center too on your breathing. Bring attention to your breath. Don't try to control or manipulate the pace. Just notice how each breath is unique. Each breath, a gift. Each quick inhale brings the gift of healing. Each slow exhale brings the gift of release. As you inhale and exhale, contemplate the good gifts of the Spirit's healing peace and the shalom of God. Relax here for another moment, breathing and contemplating God's good gifts. Your thoughts may wander. That's to be expected. But rather than judging yourself, celebrate the drifting as a reminder to center you back on your breathing. As you silently whisper, Heavenly Father, thank you for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Let this be your continuing praise. Now, in continued silent contemplation, reflect on the first of three scripture readings from Luke chapter 11, verse 13, the first from the Christian Standard Bible. Imagine Luke here sharing this passage with you personally from his time to your present need. My dear friend in the faith, I know full well what it's like to be left wanting and in need. But remember that if you, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit when you ask Him? So, ask Him. Did any words resonate to you? Well, listen once more for how your heart is moved by this holy scripture. If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, well, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Did an idea seem more fresh or clear this time? Well, may the Holy Spirit use that thought to guide you into deeper contemplation for this next minute. listen once more, but consider it now from a wider passage as you listen now from the English Standard Version. And I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For whoever asks receives. And the one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, it will be opened. For what father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or, if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? How can you apply this passage to your life? Well, let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third reading, let the words fall on you like rain. Just soak in them. As you listen once again, now from the New American Standard Bible. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what do you desire most from God at this time? What gifts of His do you seek? This time is now yours as a gift of prayer. He is here, and you are safe. So take a minute now to approach Him in your way and in your words. While resting in imaginative contemplation, relax in this holy sanctuary of God. You are receiving the gift of His presence. Imagine in your mind's eye seeing Him before you at the table. In the middle of the table is a warm loaf of bread, newly baked, steam rising from it. The smell of it just permeates your very being. Daily bread looks so satisfying. You are quite confident it will sustain and satisfy you. Well, sitting at the table too is Christ, the bread of life. What do you see in His eyes as He offers you the gift of this freshly baked bread? You watch Him break it and provide you a piece. And He holds you in His arms. Hear Him as He whispers, I offer you the gift of this bread to care for your body. But I am the gift of the bread of life to care for your eternal soul. Well, take this minute to rest in the presence of earthly bread and the heavenly bread of life in Christ. Receive them both. Allow each divine gift of God to satisfy you. Rest here in closing, centered and mindful of God's good and perfect gifts to you, celebrating the joy of receiving all that He offers. And who better knows how to care for your needs than your Creator? And as you experience His divine gifts, be aware of someone you may meet along the path in need of God's loving care. How might God use you to bring His healing gifts to another? Consider that as I offer you this prayer of benediction to remember that even when you feel abandoned and left wanting, your Heavenly Father gives the Holy Spirit when you ask Him. May you know the charity of Christ, the offerings of the Holy Spirit, and the divine gifts of God. And whether at first light, last light, or the countless moments in between, whisper thank you for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, Holy Father, and the Son. Amen.